We're excited to have, or I'm glad to have, two of my really great brothers in town from West Virginia, Lyle and Scott Mullins. You've heard their names. I really want you to see their face. That's one of the main missions of having them up here today. But they have been in West Virginia. They are the ones who have taught us to do almost everything we do. Pack food, do booklets, all that came from the genius of these guys. They're humble guys who love Jesus. They're feeding the poor and training leaders. And I just wanted them to give a quick update on where they are and then pray over them. But they were just privileged to partner with such brothers. And they're in town this weekend. We're talking about some future ministry opportunities. And so take a moment, guys, and just kind of tell us how things are.
Okay. Well, first, I'd just like to thank all of you for the many prayers. And I know as we talk to Sam at different times and let him know things, yeah, you might want to lower that. That we're doing, and we just really appreciate your all's prayers and support. It's good knowing when we're either facing situations or going through something that we can count on you all to pray for us. And we appreciate Sam and his heart as he's partnered with us and you guys as well in the training center in Ghana, West Africa. And I'm just going to share just briefly a few things that we do. First, I'd just like to, you know, I'm glad that God had placed it on my dad's heart many years ago to start Heaven Sent Ministries. In 1997, he did that, and he's been a pastor for about 20 years and just recently retired. And through God opening the doors of the ministry, it's opened up different things for us to be able to do. And a few of the things that we do are short-term mission trips is one of those. And we really feel as a ministry, we're not a huge ministry by no means. There's probably three or four other people that are there full-time with us during the week. And one of the things we really feel called to do is help people get on the mission field to different countries or places where God's put it on their heart to go. And many times people will call and they're not sure exactly what to do. And we just hope that we can be a resource or a way to help them plug in and do what God's called them to do. And we have some folks that help facilitate that. We partner, we don't try to create new ministries in other countries necessarily. We try to find people that we can partner with. And so, you know, God's blessed us in that. And I'll give you an example here recently. We were able a few years ago to send a couple to Serbia. We have a gentleman who's from London, England, Andrew Tattersall, and he helps us with our, he's like our international missions coordinator. He does it part-time. He works a full-time job in London, and he has a heart for, you know, a lot of these missionaries in different countries, and he knew some folks working in Serbia, so we had kind of made that open to people to be able to go on a short-term mission trip there. And we were able to send a family of about, I think there's five of them. They went as a family to Serbia and spent some time there and just really had a heart for Serbia. And one of the things that they had felt God calling them to was to go there full-time. Long story short, it didn't work out for them to go right then full-time, but they still had Serbia on their heart. They had been sending us money to send to help support the missionaries there every month. And then recently he called me again, the father, and he wanted to talk about the possibility of him and his wife beginning to lead one short-term trip a year to Serbia. And we're thankful that God's doing that and bringing people like that, because we can't do it all, and we can't always have someone to go or to send with people who may want to go to a specific country. But we're just praying for more leaders like that, that God will raise them up and give them a heart for these specific countries to be able to lead people. And then as they go, to be able to help even share in discipleship and make sense of why the people are there, why you're going on this trip, what's God doing in it and through it. So we appreciate your prayers in that. Continue to pray for that. One of the other things, as Sam mentioned, we do is we package food. We started doing that back in 2001. And just through that, many things have happened. We've seen God open doors to many countries that were closed. And he's used the food to show his love to people, and then it's opened the door for the gospel. And that's what, you know, that's what it's all about, is being able to get in there and share, you know, who God is with people who don't know him. And we appreciate you all continue to pray for that. There's many challenges sometimes when you're shipping food and things like that, but we're thankful that God has had his hand on that food, and he's gotten it into the places where he wanted it, into the hands of the people who needed it. And even in the, you know, over the years, we've seen God do many things at the packagings themselves, how we're able to share some stories and things with people and just allow God to use that time, not only as a packaging event, but a way to just encourage people, to let them see just what the food is doing. So please continue to pray for that, and pray for the people around the world who are receiving this food, that they'll be able to get it and get it into countries, get it into the hands of the people in the country that need it. The last thing I'll just share real quickly is we work with the local drug court program in our city as well, and as many of you may know, that seems to be a growing problem in the United States, and just so many broken families and lives, and we really would appreciate your prayers there, because we want to be able to help these people to know that God loves them, but also to know that there's an alternative way of living their life, not to be a slave to these drugs and things like that. So pray for that, and we just appreciate, you know, myself, as I heard what's going on in the clinic here, the pregnancy clinic, thankful for what you all are doing and those of you who are working there. And you know, God reminded me through that video that, you know, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And the kids, we need to continue to pray for the unborn. But I felt like God was saying this morning for me just to encourage you all, we're all fearfully and wonderfully made. And to use the gifts and talents that God's given you. If you're holding back, don't hold back, but give God all so he can use you for his kingdom work and what he wants to do in and through you. But we appreciate you all.
That's awesome. So, Lon, why don't you come up here? We'll just pray for you guys real quick. But I just want to say, I can't say enough about these guys and what they're doing. I'm not just trying to go on, but they've been such a blessing to us, and they've helped us partner to train pastors in Ghana. They're getting ready to head to Ghana with a team of, there's going to be seven of you, I guess, in about a month. They've been around the world and to multiple, gosh, just traveled a lot to go bless other places, and they're going to go, and we want to pray for discernment this time. They got a lot to do with the training center and other ways we might be able to do. We're not only training pastors there, but being able to send food out of there and to empower these guys to take food. They just got a couple containers this last year into Sudan, and if you know of that area, it's just rough stuff. We talked about it in Wichita, this wild 67-year-old woman named Charlotte who's just traipsing through Africa and sharing the gospel and getting food to pastors in need up and down through rivers in the Sudan, just risking her life all the time. And these are the kind of partners that they're being with and they're being able to help, and it's our privilege to kind of serve with these guys. So we want to pray for their trip and for the ministry, and we just appreciate that. It was a great job. Father, thank you in Jesus' name for Lau and Scott. Thank you for Heaven Sent Ministry. Thank you for the inspiration it's been to us for multiple ministries, the seed that's sown, and it keeps growing and multiplying. And we just thank you, Lord, for how they've inspired not only us, but others I know that have reached out and began to do other ministries. And we just pray, Father, for that kind of prophetic, inspirational ministry they have, that it would continue to stir courage in people's hearts. Thank you for the many, many they've sent to the nations, the many containers they've sent to the nations, and the many leaders that they've encouraged, the orphans that have been saved. And we just pray for Heaven Sent that 2014 would be a prosperous year, a year, Lord, where your blessing, your anointing, your finances really do strengthen these guys as they go forward. And we just pray that your mighty right arm would make their right arm strong to be able to go through every obstacle that might be before them. And we just, again, thank you for them and pray that your kingdom would come and your will would be done, and that Jesus, you would make yourself famous through Lau and Scott and through the ministry of Heaven Sent. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless you guys.